It's 118 at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're looking at Hard Knocks. And a little bit more of that before we get to the news.
We'll focus on the coaches for a minute. We, first of all, love Greg Williams. Where do we see him? He's been on the show before.
Yeah.
The Rams?
Rams,
all or nothing, or
Rams, Saints. Oh, you're saying which all or nothing season? Man, I feel like
it's the Rams.
We've been in love with Greg Williams before. We have plenty of Greg Williams drops.
As in love
touchy, feel on his assy.
A guy that just looks impossible to deal with. In all walks of life, Greg Williams looks impossible, I suppose describes many football coaches.
Are you surprised that he was, like, suspended for the bounty gate? Like, that he was the one that put out a bounty on players? And
or, to go back to Dez, has he turned over a new leaf and totally has lost a personality that might be like that? Like, you could believe that he had a bounty out on this preseason game against Buffalo?
So here's Greg Williams in the film room. He's at the front of the room watching the film as the players sit behind him and kind of chuckle at his bit.
Look right here. I will not tolerate f***ing lackadaisical bullshit f***ing jogging around. I won't put up with it. And I don't care what you think, what your mom and dad think, okay, what your college coaches think. I don't give a f***. That is not who we are. Nothing. What are we doing? What is it? We're not worried about KJ. Come on! Knock it back! It pisses me off. Go! Go! Go!
Now.
That might be a drop.
If you don't think Rod Marinelli sounds just like that, and just about every defensive coordinator, I'm not asking for Coach Rod to join us now. If you'd like to, you may. But those teams that say,
you ready to
the eye in the sky better have every single one of you 11 dudes visible every time there's a whistle blown. You all better be by the ball. That's basically their whole scheme, it seems like, sometimes, is just run like there's no tomorrow until the whistle. And get over there to that ball.
Well, you know,
no loafing.
Greg Williams is, when I'm watching his teams, that's one of the things he preaches, is always moving, always going after the ball.
I always wonder about the defensive
coordinator. Do you feel like anybody's ever said that in a broadcast before?
Of course.
Like, maybe everybody, about every single coach ever?
No, you're right.
Ever?
You're right.
Attack.
You're right. The high-energy defense
attack
suggests
and never
that there's
a
low-energy defense as
right.
well.
He preaches the stop moving the second the ball passes you. Please don't pursue.
Hustle is not that important.
Here's Greg Williams at halftime of a game that they were trailing, I think, 10-7 to the Bills, and it's preseason game number two, so who cares? But
all right, real quick, D-line, in the second quarter, 5 sacks. 3 unblocked. Unblocked sacks. It's time to drop your nuts. We have a penalty on 3rd and 100 that gives them a new set of downs. How do you want to look? Poor little old me or check whoop ass? Get your hands up. Get ready to go.
What's that?
Ready, break?
I was going to say, don't talk over the greatest line of the episode. Hands up.
So what is this?
That's hilarious.
What is their chant at the end?
Come get some, bitch.
The Jesse Pinkman middle linebacker cheer.
And they
course.
All immediately at hands up know what to do and then break it at the perfect time.
Poor little old me or check whoop ass. Get your hands up. Get ready to go.
Go.
Ready, break.
Come get some, bitch.
Now get with your cover.
That's incredible. We need to start doing that. Hell yeah.
The come get some, bitch?
I don't think I've ever seen that. Like, bring your hands up, and then when we break, we have something afterward like that.
Well, the only thing that was the precursor was, like, in episode one, he had some weird clap thing to end the coaches' meeting. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
So he's clap guy. Synchronized clap guy.
Before we get
to
the...
He was a head coach, you know. Remember
that?
Yeah,
for a bit. The Bills, right?
For the Bills, yeah.
After
who could forget when
the Redskins
we were acting like the Hammer was a head coach in the NFL.
Right. His name is Greg Williams. Of course I remember.
That's right.
Couple other things before we get, or at least one other thing before we get to the old coach. Hard Knocks is, I will tell you, they're trying to make this, it's a promotional film for the Browns. And they've added a couple things in. One of the things is they're just trying to tell you how awesome the Browns are during that Bills game.
The Browns' first team defense looks fierce. Their trash talk fresh.
Bam! Get it out, boy! Get it out, just like that! Get that stuff out of here, man! Get your ass out of here, man! Come on, man!
It sounds like a 58-year-old white guy decided, boy, that's fresh trash talk.
I loved it. I was fired up.
The Browns' first team defense looks fierce. Their trash talk fresh.
Bam! Get it out, boy! Get it out, just like that! Get that stuff out of here, man! Get your ass out of here, man! Come on, man!
Come on, man!
Boy, I'm sorry.
My, is that
Who
fresh?
Was that?
It sounded like... I think that was Nate Orchard, but it okay. sounds just a little bit like it might have been Hugh Jackson for a moment.
Because Jarvis yelling at Shaq Lawson is another level, and he's like, "You're not talking to me, are you?" And he says, "Yes, yes, I'm you, the guy 100 pounds heavier than me."
If you want to extract me from my wallet, just offer me a way to get audio of every time a player from the opposing team runs out of bounds at the other team's sideline, and then everyone barking at him at the same time. That has to make you feel alive as you run back to your huddle, right?
Here.
I'm gonna.
They're not being respectful.
I'm gonna get my four segments. Don't complain if you don't have any Baker Mayfield today. We'll carry that over till tomorrow because that's a whole segment on its own. But we end with Bob Wiley.
Bob Wiley may be his own segment, man.
Bob Wiley is the offensive line coach of the Browns,
who's about 80. I think probably 77 or so, but about 80.
Okay, he's about 80. He's
7.
What? He's 400 pounds.
Hold on. He's only 67?
That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, I must be confused.
400 pounds?
Oh, yeah, man.
Definitely
he's up in that.
Over 350.
Can't ride a scooter.
I've been familiar with this guy for a long time, Dan.
Wears a shirt that looks like he's
slept in it.
Or it looks very homeless.
Picked it up at the thrift shop, perhaps. Yeah. But, I'm familiar with him because he has a really, really big offensive line clinic every year in Cincinnati. And it's a big deal to football nerds. And some football nerds even attend it, even though they're not coaches. But it just he is an offensive line genius or guru or historian, however you want to say it. And then he was out of football for many years, so he would like be a guest expert for Pat Kerwin. And I used to love hearing him talk about that. So now that he's back in the game... And he also went up to Canada like Jerry Glanville, and that got him back in the NFL. And so now he's that giant guy whose belly moves on the Browns sideline, and I love it. And I also love when he's made available to the media because he's going to say something awesome.
We got stretch. Everybody get ready for stretch. This is my favorite part, is stretch. I get to sit down for 10 minutes.
Meet Bob Wiley, the Browns' offensive line coach.
Stretch. I'd rather watch a plant grow than stretch. Some things that we do are good. Some of the old things may be still better. Stretch is way overrated. Did you know World War I, World War II, all those guys that fought in that war, right? They did push-ups, jumping jacks, sit-ups, climbed the rope and ran. But none of this fancy shit, okay? Right? And they won two world wars. Two world wars by doing jumping jacks, push-ups, and sit-ups. Two world wars. You think they were worried when they're running across Normandy about f***ing stretching? Are you kidding me?
Huh? Pull the hammy.
Well, let me see. Give me my rubber band so I can stretch to run across that f***ing beach. You got to be kidding me.
Boy, I bet.
All this new fancy stuff the kids are doing.
I bet if you tweak a hammy while you're storming the beaches at Normandy, you're just going to keep going.
And they started the show by showing the Browns in the 30s doing stretches. He's not looking at a cryo
it feels
thing.
Like,
he's just talking about a hamstring
it
stretch.
It feels like a variation, like a coach got tired of talking about cheetahs don't stretch, and so we had to switch it to storming Normandy.
Talking about like their penance. two in a row.
Right? They did push-ups, jumping jacks, sit-ups, climbed the rope and ran. But none of this fancy shit.
Back-to-back world champions.
All that fancy.
Back-to-back world war champions, the U.S. They won the first and then defended it. That's right.
Then they had a steak at halftime and a cigarette.
How is that guy driving a Maserati?
So, is a Maserati a real high-dollar vehicle?
Real high-dollar, right? I mean, I'm not the one to know the price points of a Lamborghini versus a Maserati versus, you know, whatever the third one is that I can't even grab right now out of thin air. But I am under the impression Maserati is out of my price point.
Yeah, like as much as a house?
You're starting about 100 grand.
It feels like...
They go up to... A quarter million, I think.
It feels like QB1 car, not O-line coach car. But perhaps he's invested in Bitcoin over the years.
Or invested like, who's the guy on the team that says he's getting a 10% or a
Carl 28%
return?
That was just last year. It was a good year on the S&P. All right, what's on the news?
Fun with names and crimes.